this morning, which is U.S. versus Vaughn. Costello?
The facts in this case are absolutely very simple. The defendant was sentenced to, Vaughn was sentenced to 262 months within the bottom, low end, absolute bottom of the guidelines. The court conceded that the guidelines are not mandatory. What arises here is that the defendant, co-defendant Moore, received a sentence of 225 months. The defendant complains that under 18 U.S.C. 3553A6, which states, defendants with similar backgrounds and in the similar offense, we should avoid disparity. The defendant is swimming upstream on the basis of the Meza case, which was authored by this court, which states that that's not a basis for disparity or for lowering the sentence. We suggest that that case should be revisited for this reason. The defendant was a career criminal, as likewise, I believe, the co-defendant. However, he never had an opportunity to cooperate. Everything that was done and suggested about the crime was done by the co-defendant Moore. The defendant attempted to give his supplier, who was from Chicago, name his supplier, but couldn't give a name and address, and his cooperation resulted in really nothing to the government. But in the interest of applying the statute, and it has to apply to a particular situation, we believe an exception should be made. In this case, the defendant, co-defendant, received a sentence of 225 months, which was a 30% departure from his sentence. He had another gun charge, which Vaughn did not have. And we suggest that even though the district court gave Vaughn the minimum, he did not consider the factor 3553B6, although it was not explicitly argued in the district court but raised here. And we suggest that either it's a procedural error or that it's unreasonable, which is a different standard of review, and that not arguing it in the as to reasonableness is not waived as authored by this court. So for those reasons, unless the justices have any questions, we would suggest he should get the same sentence as Mr. Moore.
The only thing I would say is we are not justices. We are judges, only the Supremes. And we know that's true in the Illinois Appellate and Supreme Court. Okay.
Sorry, thank you.
That's
I'm
all right.
Up here in a while.
No problem.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Costello. Mr. Hartzler? Thank you. Mr. Costello, you took this case by appointment, did you?
Yes, I did, Your Honor.
I want to thank you, and you have the thanks of the entire court for taking on these cases and representing your client.
Thank you.
Thanks to both counsel. The case will be taken under advisement, and we move to the next case this morning.